Kings of Leon, it's Nova 106.9, Ash, Kip and Lutzy with Sue, 6:42. Just seen Peter from Fernvale's on the phone. We're going to talk to him in a second. He's got a question about the show yesterday.
Okay.
We need to get into.
All right, it's the Easter long weekend coming up, and the CEO of Outdoors Queensland is a man by the name of Dawn Courtney, who's got an initiative called the Great Aussie Campout, hashtag Campout at Home, which they're launching this weekend. Hello, Dom.
G'day, how are you going?
Pretty good. I saw a bit of this on the news. This is where you know, people can't go out and go camping at Moreton or Fraser or anything like that this year. So there's plenty of people that are going to be camping in their backyards. Is that right?
That's right. Your backyard is your own little island. So you can use that. You can set up a tent. You can set up whatever you like, a tarp or even a blanket over the hills. Always that'll do the job. And just about people getting outside the four walls, but still having the joy of camping in their own backyard.
And for me, the thing I always struggle most with camping is the bathroom facilities.
Are you cheating if you go inside to use the bathroom?
Yes.
Dom, do you dig a hole in the garden?
I'm not encouraging the digging of holes. I actually think this is one of the great side benefits.
Yes.
There's no queue. It's beautiful. Even the espresso machine isn't too far away for some of us. So,
yeah. You know,
there's some real good things. There's a couple of things that, you know, it is only if you're healthy and well. Obviously, we don't want people who are crook to be outside in what we pretend is cold. But, you know, if you're healthy and well and you can camp out in your own backyard.
Cook on the barbie.
Kids.
Yeah, you can cook on the barbie.
Yeah,
hey,
the old sing-along.
Dom, what are the campfire rules? Like, are you allowed to have a little fire in your backyard?
Yeah, you've got to check. Different councils have different rules. Brisbane City Council has rules about it on their website, but it's worth checking. But basically, if you're doing it for cooking, but also you don't want smoke to be annoying your neighbours, particularly if they're unwell or anything. So you just got to be careful on that. But you know, it's okay to have a little fire if you're cooking, but just make sure obviously those little hands aren't deciding to get too close to it, because you don't want them getting burnt and ending up with health issues or anything too, going to hospital. So no one wants that.
That is a good idea, though, because there's something mesmerising about the fire.
Yeah.
If you can have that little fire in your backyard and sit around the fire and just stare at that the way that everyone else stares at their iPhone.
I say it's Neanderthal television. Like you just sit there like a caveman staring at it. You just go, this is a great show.
Yeah, the hours pass and they pass a lot quicker seemingly than when you're sitting inside staring at one of those pretend bloody screens that we use. So yeah, it's a good opportunity to just disconnect a little bit with from those screens that are everywhere at the minute if we don't take them out in our backyard. And you know, we just looking at that, we run an organisation called Nature Play Queensland as well. It's which is all about getting kids outdoors. So this lines up beautifully with Nature Play Queensland and getting kids outdoors. So, you know, we're still saying while you're camping, you still got to do the hygiene things, wash your hands regularly, even set up a little hand washing thing with a tub of water and that sort of thing, because you still need to do the right thing. But, you know, it doesn't mean you can't have a good time and have a break from your four walls inside. So,
that everyone's going to bail out if there's rain.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's going to end up back in their beds.
Exactly. But I see that, you know, someone said to me the other day that, you know, it's going to cause it to pour raining. It's only forecast to be overcast at the moment. But I just look at the silver lining, and all our dams will be full then, so that'll be great.
Yeah,
so we'll run with that one. But one important tip I just wanted to pass on too, for any of the super keen campers out there, if you're setting up your tent, don't use the great big Bertha tent pegs just in case there's a pipe or something under your grass you don't know about. So don't really want to see that one.
That is good advice.
Yeah. All right, and then if you take pictures, I'm assuming, then use the hashtag campoutathome.
Absolutely. Hashtag campoutathome and also hashtag great Aussie campout. It's happening right across Australia, but obviously Queensland will lead the way and be the champions, of course.
Of course.
We want to flood that social media with images of Queensland.
Love the social media and not your backyard when you bust that pipe up your 10 peg.
That's right. On you, Dom. Thanks, mate.